Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Two charges against Chris Brown were dropped, but the singer is still accused of a hit and run after a minor traffic crash. Brown's lawyer entered a not guilty plea on his behalf, and a judge ordered him to show up at a sheriff's station within a week to be officially booked on the charge. Meanwhile, Brown was ordered to return to court on August 16th for a hearing to set a trial date to determine if the probation revocation will still stand. In related news, Chris Brown and Drake have walked away victorious in their latest lawsuit stemming from a New York nightclub brawl they were involved in last summer. Both were sued for $16 million by Entertainment Enterprises, the company behind Greenhouse Nightclub in New York City, claiming their reputation took a massive hit following the incident and cost them lots of money. A judge has tossed out the suit. Rapper J. Cole is apologizing to those with autism and their families for an offensive lyric. Cole says in a post blog that he doesn't agree with the recent trend of pressure rappers have to face apologizing when they step over a perceived line. But in this case, he feels he went too far in a verse he contributed to Drake's Jodeci freestyle. Cole goes on to write that he was inspired by those who have reached out to him. I have now read stories online from parents about their struggles and triumphs, and I admire how incredibly strong you have to be to do so. It's touching. It also makes what I said more embarrassing for me. I feel real shame, he said. Meanwhile, Drake has also apologized and will remove the controversial line from the song. So much for other artists joining Stevie Wonder and boycotting Florida. Earlier reports stated that artists such as Jay-Z, Kanye West, Alicia Keys, Madonna, Justin Timberlake, and Rihanna were boycotting the state, but their representatives said that their clients had no knowledge of the list. Meanwhile, those who will follow Stevie Wonder include Mary Mary and Eddie Levert. Former Bad Boy rapper Loon has been sentenced to 14 years in jail for drug-related infractions. The rapper claims it was all a setup. He maintains that others basically snitched on him and got him involved in something he had nothing to do with. Forbes has released their annual list of highest earning celebrities under 30, and Lady Gaga tops the chart. Gaga earned over $80 million. Also on the list include Justin Bieber at 2, Taylor Swift at 3, Calvin Harris at 4, and Rihanna rounding out the top 5.